Are you afraid of your gift? You know, we all come here with a purpose, a calling, a passion, something that's kind of been interwoven within the very fiber of our being that we're meant to express into the world, that we're meant to share into the world, that we're meant to reflect. But yet so often fears get in the way of us bringing forward our light, bringing forward the truth of who and what we are. And we literally find a way to disconnect it. Now, being a recovered CEO, I had to go through a lot of, shall we say, adaptations to stepping into being a sound and energy healer. I mean, it was just something I had to process through. I was not excited about being a healer, so to speak. And so I really had to work through a tremendous amount, but I would have to say that nothing compares to what arose out of this experience I want to share with you. So I'd been on my path now. I'd had the scientists had discovered the healing frequencies in my music. I was well on my way to being a sound healer. Well, you know, resistantly, but moving forward in that direction. And then one day, my lovely wife, Lara, calls me up from the park. She's about a mile and a half away, picking up the kids from school, you know, and she calls me from the park with one of her download great ideas, right? And she goes, hun, she goes, you know what? I just got this intuitive hit. At this point, I'm already going, uh-oh, you know? And she goes, I don't think you need the guitar to do this healing work, to do this frequency work. She goes, in fact, I want you to remotely send energy to my friend here at the park. And, you know, at this point in our marriage, I already learned those two powerful words. Yes, dear. I said, okay, why not? You know, it's between her and me. Sure. So I just closed my eyes and I sent energy to her friend at the park. And there's something very interesting that happens when the music plays in the space. There's actually a measurable increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. These are five physical factors that are enhanced when your energetic field is tuned. So sure enough, a mile and a half away, instantaneously, her friend has that energetic shift. Instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. I was blown away. She comes back on the line. I knew it. It's not the guitar, it's you. Because at this point, I just didn't know. So then she goes, you know what? She always brought these crackers for the kids to eat at the park. You know, she goes, I got these crackers. I want you to send energy to the crackers. And so I did. I sent energy to the crackers. She gives the cracker to another lady at the park. That lady has an instantaneous physiological shift. Strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. This woman's like blown away. She's like, man, what kind of cracker is that? I need to get me some of those crackers. Crackers that make you stronger? So once again, Lara comes back on the line. Oh my God, you can actually infuse this energy into things. Now at this point, I'm starting to get a little freaked out. I'm like, you know, I don't think I told anybody this story for like a year after this had happened. And as I continued on my journey, I realized that I could take people through a certain set of frequency activations that would flip the switch and empower them to become a conduit for harmonizing frequencies. Once again, it was such a way above my comfort zone, way above my level of understanding. I didn't really do much with it or wasn't even sure what to do with it. And then I got challenged. One day, Jennifer McLean, who was the former host of Healing with the Masters telesummit series back in the day, she was hosting a live event. So I went and I did a keynote concert and I promoted a weekend event of activating people and showing them how to work with the energy. And it was an amazing transformational experience. I mean, everybody got activated. We were doing all kinds of different things. I was activating a text on a phone and sending that text to another phone. And then that phone would no longer compromise energy. In fact, it would actually make people stronger. We were energizing flashlights and crystals and different things and harmonizing our food, our water, raising our vibration as a result. You would think I would have been excited, right? Well, I came home and this just overwhelming fear came over me. And I got this thing, you know what? I don't know if I should be doing this. I took the notebook that had the training in it. I shelved it and I never did it again. And this is years ago. This is, you know, 15 years ago, maybe something like that, 10 years ago. And I remember one of the participants was a gentleman by the name of Dennis, who is a rocket scientist from Boeing. This incredible gentleman, up to some amazing work. And I remember talking to him. I said, yeah, you know, I never did that training again. He's like, what? You never did it? Dude. And he got on my case. But it just didn't feel right. And there was this fear of this deeper level of the gift that I had been blessed with that I wasn't sure I wanted to bring out. And so I share that because even if you have a gift right now, well, yes, you have a gift. We know that. But I guarantee you there are deeper levels to it, deeper depths that perhaps might tie in to your discomfort zone. And I really want to challenge you to move through that, to break through that, to move past those things because your gift is needed. If you're a healer, a coach, a speaker, a mom, whatever it might be, your gift that you came here, that was etched upon your soul, is looking to be brought into the world, looking to be amplified, looking to be shared. And since those times in my own experience, I had done some one-on-one work and had activated some people and taught them how to work with the energy over the last 15 years. I've downloaded all this information on how to use the energy for self-healing, for transforming 5G towers, for transforming your Wi-Fi in your own house, your portable device where you can actually make it where it doesn't compromise your body's energy field. And so I had to work through a lot to step into that. And so I want to play a little piece here and kind of jam some notes to help you to be true to your gift. Because let go of the judgment of how good it is or how grand it is or whatever. You have a light that's within you, and it is that light, your light, my light, all of our light, that's going to change the planet, that's going to uplift the consciousness of humanity and help us to move to a new level of expression, a new level of evolution, a new level of enlightenment. See, it's not up to anything outside of ourselves. It's up to us being true to that light that's within. Here's to your light. And I invite you to just set the intention. You know what? I'm going to amplify my signal. I'm going to bring my light out to a higher level. I'm going to let go of my fears, and I'm going to step into the gift that has been bestowed upon me that I am meant to express into the world. So I invite you just to take some nice, deep breaths. Breathe. Focusing on the heart space. Thank you. Take another deep breath. Who you are matters. Your light matters more than you can even know. You have a gift that has been bestowed upon you. And regardless of the challenges in your life right now, regardless of the self-imposed obstacles that you see in the way of reflecting that light to the highest level possible, I want to encourage you to leverage the challenges, the disharmony in your life, to learn, to grow, to let go of what's no longer serving you, and to embody new ways of being while being true to that beautiful light within. So yes, I'm accepting the challenge because I can relate. I know what it's like to be scared of your own greatness, to be scared of your own light, to be scared of your own magnificence. And now more than ever, it is so important for me, for you, for all of us to transcend that fear, to move through it and step into our next greatest and grandest expression of who and what we are. We're all playing a part in this role, in this global consciousness shift that's taking place. And I'm excited to have an opportunity to be sharing that journey with you. So, hey, if you haven't subscribed to my channel, hit that subscribe button, get into action. In fact, I'd love to hear what steps you're going to take to amplify your light, your signal. Share them in comments. I will definitely comment back to you, but it's such a powerful way to set things in motion. Set the intention. Move forward. Who and what you are matters. I cannot even begin to express how important you are. So, and I'm going to be true to my experience. Later this year, I'm going to be launching my activation program. It's a 6-month comprehensive training program that's going to activate this energy within you, teach you how to work it, ultimately help you to rise above the static and noise of the modern day world, so that you can enhance your connection to that field of unlimited possibilities and accelerate your personal evolution and growth, but also how you can do that for others, how you can take your expressions, whether it's music, whether it's books, whether it's art, whether it's your voice, to help uplift people, to help raise consciousness and help everybody that you're around to open up to the truth of who and what they are, so that we can truly begin to transform this world in ways that we are beginning to imagine, but in ways so much more beyond that. Appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Love to hear your comments. Make sure you comment below, and we'll be talking to you soon. Take care. Have a harmonious day.